On 11:16 SEN, Footy Fix with Dr. Turf, Nathan Reimer and Matt Granlund. For Mitsubishi, the best Triton ever has landed. And yes, it's a Mitsy. And Ace Gutters. When it's Ace Gutters, it's built to last.
Yes, hello everybody and welcome to Footy Fix. We're coming to you live from the Crown Sports Bar, the home of non-stop action for the footy finals. Ahead of a huge weekend here on 11:16 this year, and the big game tonight, of course. And before that, the coach's box from 6 with the new Carlton coach, Brendan Bolton. So I'll be listening for from 6 o'clock, the coach's box with Brendan Bolton. Let's welcome the team. We're here at Crown Sports Bar, so the Ox is not here. Turfy, just we thought would be best given the environment.
He's here in spirit. He is. Afternoon, Matty. And look, you know, I've been here for about an hour.
Yep.
Had a drink in the David Schwartz Bar, played a bit of blackjack in the Ox room. So he's still here in spirit, isn't he?
Nathan Grimer is with us again, the North Melbourne champion.
Idiot.
G'day, Nath. How are you?
Nath.
I would hope we do it from here every week, because then Ox wouldn't have a job and I'd actually have a paid gig, which would be nice. But good to get the call back, guys. Thanks.
You must be on cloud nine, Nath, to be honest. What are your teams playing into the second week of the finals? A stirring victory against the Tigers last week?
Yeah, it was a great game, actually. I went along and had a few beers and enjoyed myself and obviously loved to be out there. But
did you leave the boys alone or did you help celebrate after the game?
Since I finished up 8 weeks ago, I haven't been to the club, and after having a few on the weekend, I didn't want to miss my chance to get down amongst it and was hugging everyone all and sundry and holding babies and hug Brad. So I hadn't spoke to Brad for a while. So it was a great photo, actually, of me hugging Brad. But if you could actually know what was going through his head at that stage, it was anything but what his face was showing.
Give us some idea, given the fact, I'm not saying you had a... Did you have a close relationship with your coach?
In the early days, we were great mates. And then through the middle period, we were good mates. And then by the end, he wanted me out the door. But now that I'm not a player, I've actually become closer with him again. And he's been unbelievable for me. And I like to have a bit of a joke, but no, I couldn't speak higher of the man.
But he did call on security to kick you out once recovery started.
As he was just telling the boys, let's keep a lid on it, I was yelling out over the top, ring a ding ding, we're the king. The good thing with Brad is everyone says after those games, keep a lid on it, the job's not done yet. Yeah. But for that first 5 or 10 minutes, it is an amazing place to be in a footy club.
Big chance of getting into the preliminary, I would have thought, again, with the Swannies, battered and bruised tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be a great contest. I think they've won 9 of the last 10, so you've got to keep that in perspective.
They're
at home. When I do my tipping, I like to look at trends.
So you're not tipping them?
Well, I knew we always play well against Richmond, so I went along last week knowing we'd get the job done pretty comfortably. But in saying that, I already hired a Mad Monday costume, so I wasn't 100% confident.
Hang on. You'd already hired a Mad Monday. Gee, that's a lot of confidence. Did you tell your teammates that before the game?
Let's get into the top 4 at 4.
The Footy Fix top 4 at 4 for Mercedes-Benz Trucks. Trucks you can trust. Number 4.
Showtime!
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
It is showtime. It is the Royal Melbourne Show starting, so we thought we'd talk show bags just to start. Just one of the hard-hitting issues here on Footy Fix. We're starting with show bags. That's our opener. And favourite show bags. Nath, what's your favourite show bags when it is showtime you get out to the Royal Melbourne Show?
Well, I actually only live about a K from the Flemington Showgrounds, and it's got to the case where I'm almost going to hire out my driveway over that period, because you get a pretty good whack to let people park there. But I always used to love the Birdie Beetle show bag. They're hard to find. And
Still going, the Birdie Beetle?
I haven't been to the show for a while, but I'd hope so, because we never used to have much coin when we were younger, so we're only allowed one show bag, and I usually targeted that one pretty early.
Now, you've got young kids. Have you taken them?
Well,
a young child?
Young child would be my first year to the show. He's 2 year old. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
It'll break the bank to go, but I will go. and get. I'm not too sure what might T-year-olds steer clear get. Of the chocolate. I would have thought because he won't go to sleep. But I'm not too sure. What about you, Turfy? What's show bag of choice for you when you go to the show?
Oh, that'd be the Goldfinger show bag, Matty.
Goldfinger yes. show bag. It is. Well,
cost $300. Got to hand it back after half an hour.
You naughty boy.
No touching, or not too
bad
with
it. Right, eh? Family show, Nathan.
Your favourite show bags, 94291116. Give us a call.
Number three.
Rather than pay the minibar, Drew Peacher gets up the next day and walks to the bottle shop and buys four beers. This is a bloke that's been on 400 a year for a decade.
Oh no! Well, last time you were on Footy Fix, you outed your good mate Drew Petrie. You told us what a tight ass he is. You got a couple of tight asses down there at North Melbourne that he actually replaces the mini bar, goes down the bottle shop in the morning for the hotel. So we thought we'd open it up as a topic. We want your tight ass stories. Maybe your family, your friends. What are some of the great tight ass stories? Give us a call, 9429 1116.
Brent Harvey's had a bit of a rap on him.
He's got a reputation. While,
which he's tried to sort of dispel, hasn't he?
Well, I haven't spoke to Drew since I said that. Well, on the weekend, I was hugging him and that after the game. But Boomer's got a history of he never drives anywhere with an E-tag. So it's getting pretty hard in Melbourne now. But he's famous
so
for it.
So he actually avoids the freeways. It's not that he doesn't pay the fine. He actually goes
Avoids any E-tag. And plus, never drives to the airport because of long-term parking. The list goes on. Actually, someone was telling me the other day, no word of a lie, they work in an office, and right beside their office, if you get buy five coffees, you get the sixth one free.
Yep.
So a lady does a whip around every day to see if five people want a coffee and gets them stamped and gets the free coffee. So, that's as tight as it gets, I reckon.
What about you? Have you ever known someone to be a bit tight?
Oh, well, obviously KB's legendary for it, and I, in another life, did 3 years of breakfast radio with KB on another station.
Yep.
And I don't think he ever had 10 cents in his pocket.
Right.
And over the 3 years, I reckon let's say we had six producers, I reckon he owes them, each of them, 300. He just bought it off them every morning, including his son, Rhett.
We want your tight-ass stories. 9429 1116, give us a buzz.
Number two.
The fact of the matter is there's only one senior coach that walks home happy at the end of the year, and that's a guy that wins a flag. The rest of us walk home losers. That's what we are today. And the disappointing thing for me is to lose a contested ball count like that. That's no one else's fault but our own. We've got to stand up. We've got to accept responsibility and be accountable to our actions. And unfortunately, that wasn't today.
Poor old Richmond. Did you feel for him, Turfy, when you were watching it?
Well, yeah, you couldn't help but, really. I mean, I didn't really care who won the game, but you just thought, oh, God, not again. I mean, fair dinkum. So a little bit, a little bit. I'm not happy for North, but by jingo.
Seems we do this every single year. So we're after a slogan for the Richmond Football Club in 2016. The marketing team will be putting their heads together at the moment, coming up with a slogan, a membership slogan for 2016.
Well, I'll start. I haven't got a slogan. It's and you could have actually had this slogan for the last 3 years. It's more of a song. Just keep playing it year in and year out.
Nath, slogan for Richmond 2016?
Probably don't have a slogan, and I'm a bit reluctant.
You've left now. You're not a player anymore.
I did read some funny things this week, but considering that we sent them packing last week, I'd rather not take the mickey out of Richmond for another week or so.
Fine exhibition of sportsmanship, that is.
All right, we want your slogans for Richmond for 2016. 9429 1116.
Number one.
He might be that X factor that just locks away a role. Put it this way, would Sam Mitchell and Paddy Dangerfield want him to play?
No.
There's your answer.
Now, that was Nick Maxwell talking about Ryan Crowley. He's had a 12-month suspension. He is available to play next week. Now,
has he played any footy? Has he been able
to? No, he hasn't been able.
So
he's been training.
He can't play club footy. He can't do anything.
He's been training. He hasn't played any football whatsoever. So let's say next week, Adelaide or Hawthorn get through. He probably gets Dangerfield. If it's Adelaide, lock away Sam Mitchell. Do you actually play him? What do you think, Nath?
Oh, you could you? That's just ridiculous to think you could not. This is AFL footy. It's not. This not is, the ammo. Is you, what, you're just going to rock it, roll the bloke out to play on a superstar like Dangerfield or Sam Mitchell after not playing for 12, 18 months.
That's, and it's all off the back of Josh Kennedy, isn't it? Just, you know, having 800 possessions and lifting them out of the grave and nearly knocking them over.
Absolutely.
So we want your surprise selections. If he does get selected, it'd be one of the biggest surprise selections in the history of the game. Your prize selections in finals, boys, 9-4, 2-9, 11-16.
I reckon Fred'd be better off picking Plucker. Just somebody to kick some goals.
Start kicking a few goals. Who was the young Footscray guy, the small Hooper, I can't remember what his first name was.
He was doing the worm in Hong Kong over that cab, wasn't he, on that
flight? That's right. Yeah. But he got a call up in a final a few years ago.
Your club.
That didn't go well.
It didn't?
Your club, Nath, this is going back a long time ago, used to pick a bloke named Phil Baker at full forward. He'd hardly played during the season. But by jingo, he kicked a lot of goals in finals, including grand finals. Phil the Snake Baker.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice just coming into the business. And when, I remember a few years back at Hawthorn, a friend of mine, Simon Taylor, got made rest just before the finals. They brought in Twister Renouf, and Twister played in the grand final in about his fifth game. And
old Twister.
So the moral of that would be, if they want to take you on the shoulder for a rest, you'd be telling Clarko, no thanks, buddy, I would have thought, because that still haunts him, that.
All right, the surprise final selections, give us a buzz, 9-4, 2-9, 11-16. It's Footy Fix, 18 past 4. And boys, before we get back to calls, just some news coming through regarding the Sydney Swans and their trade restrictions. This has just come through from the AFL. The Swans raised with the AFL that losing a player whose contract was beyond the average wage may not be adequately replaced with the restrictions on them. So the AFL have agreed to let Sydney replace one player who leaves as either a free agent or a trade with a contract up to $450,000 for a new player. The AFL and Sydney have sought to allow Sydney to be in with the trade free agency period, acknowledging that the current COLA payment does not apply to the 16 clubs. So it was before it was only they could only replace a player on the average wage, now up to $450,000 for one player.
Do we glean from that there is a player on around $450,000 who's leaving Sydney?
I'd say you can glean from that it's Lewis Jetta, who is by all reports off to the West Coast Eagles, so he's on around $450,000. So now they're allowed to replace him with a similar type of player. So there you go. That's just come through from the AFL.
If Lewis Jetta hadn't been mooted as on the way out, would the AFL have eased that rule?
That's a very good question.
Or is it the Jetta rule?
It might be the Jetta rule. But they might have a few retirements as well. I think Reece Shaw's already announced his retirement. I don't know whether Goods is going on. Ted Richards, I don't think, has signed a deal. So,
why bring in a rule to just 12 months later change the rule? Like, it's just...
Rules
it's
on the run.
Yeah, no wonder they change the game rules if they change
Ted
every
Richards has
rule.
Resigned. He resigned this week.
Resigned?
Good.
Ridiculous.
No, resigned.
Who did that?
I think that was
the guy from Channel 10,
Webster.
Tim Webster.
Tim Webster.
Yeah.
Stephen Lilydale. Steve's got a tight ass story for us. G'day, Steve.
Yeah, coming at you guys. Got a good one. A mate of mine, when we were kids, we had the you know, one of those run around the oval a certain amount of times and get sponsored per lap.
Yep.
Yep.
And his uncle decided to sponsor him 2 cents a lap, which was bad enough.
Any rort here is fair enough.
He was only a little kid, and he got through three laps, and the umpire, his uncle rounded down to 5 cents.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
What a miserable family.
2 cents a lap. Thank you, Steve. Bob's in Essendon. G'day, Bobby. You there, Bob?
Brad. Brad from
Essendon. Oh, Brad. G'day, Brad. Brad.
Yeah, how are you going? Ripper, tight ass story here. One of my mates, Jezza, I won't mention his name. We used to catch up when we were sales reps out on the road and went to one of these coffee lounges at the, you know, the pokies joints.
Yeah.
And the coffee machines that you could use there had a big sign, you know, cancer for kids, coin donation. I'll put my dollar in, got me coffee. Look around, where's Jezza? He's walked 20 metres to the bar to change a 50 cent piece. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, it's minimum 20 cents.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. Terrible. I said, mate, it's for charity. And he goes, oh, it's only 20 cents.
I'd be choked on his coffee.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Brad. Alan in Geelong. G'day, Al.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. You got a Tiger slogan for us for next year?
Yeah, semi-committed.
Yeah, nice.
That's
yeah,
not
nice.
Bad.
Yeah, nice.
Semi-committed.
Semi-committed.
You're in the clubhouse, I reckon. Turfy's giving away the prizes today.
Oh, is he?
Nick's in Dandenong. G'day, Nick.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I've got a mate who's a tight ass. He really likes to get his money's worth. Each 6 weeks, he would call me up, and after 15 minutes, I would say to him, "Why? Is there any reason why you called me up?" He said, "Oh, no reason, just my phone, prepaid phone credit's going to run out at midnight and I'm going to use it up."
Yeah. What about those blokes that text you that we've got the prepaid phone? Mate, can you give me a buzz? Any of those mates? And you know that they're, because they just don't want to pay for the call?
Drewy? Nah, Drewy's not a tight Boomer? Ass. Drewy had one bad moment. Boomer probably would.
Boomer won that car, didn't he, last year? He won. He went into the raffle to win the big car and, you know, he's on, you know, massive hundreds of thousands of dollars and he drove the car home. He took it himself. He didn't donate it back to the club or anything like that.
No, well, I'm happy to call him a tight ass, but if I want a car, I would never donate it to anyone. Yeah, but he actually won that with one of his good mates, 50-50, so I was cool with that, but the other 100 things he's done, I'm not that cool with. I know he's in Sydney, not listening.
Yeah. Andrew's in East Bentley. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, boys. How are you going? Tight ass story, if I may.
Yep.
Used to play golf with a mate. Now, instead of using wood covers, he used socks, which is one thing.
Happy Gilmore style.
No, it gets worse.
Good start.
When he had holes in them, he had his wife darn them.
Yeah. Oh, darning the socks on his golf club covers. Ooh, that's tight, Andrew.
Very good, Andrew. Yeah. Dan's in Eltham with another tight ass story. Hi, Dan.
G'day, boys. Just calling up about the tight ass. Yep. Got a mate who 8 years worth, been coming to work every day. Tupperware, 4 Weet-Bix in there so he can use the office milk.
No.
Yeah, that's tight.
The office milk. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. Gaz in Mooney Ponds has got a Tiger slogan for us for next year. Hi, Gaz.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. What do you got?
All right. Richmond, 2016. Still adds up to 9.
2016. Oh, I'm with you.
Thank you, Gaz.
Oh, dear.
Bill in Doncaster. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. Billy.
Billy boy.
Yeah, mate. I'm here.
Yeah, far away.
Yeah, mate. I thought that's a story. My brother-in-law, we have an abattoir in South Australia.
Yep.
We're killing about 4,000 sheep and 100 cattle every day. It's about 200 tons. Anyway, we went to Dubai for a week, and he took me to a restaurant in Dubai with $2 a meal. He ordered a minced meat. So we have food poisoning because we order the cheapest meat on earth. And they have abattoirs in Australia.
Okay, so he's gone. It's a long way to go to get minced meat. Thanks for that, Billy.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. That was good.
John.
Come on.
John's in Carlton. Hi, John.
G'day, guys. First of all, there's a lot of tight ass stories.
Oh, mate.
The economy's up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Got a mate. Our sons played junior footy together. The boys are grown up now. But for about 5 or 6 years straight, whenever we had the team photo done, you know, you get the team photo, yep, and then you get your own kid. He would stand next to the photographer, take his own photo, and develop that rather than buy the photo.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
That is very good too, John.
Everyone loves a tight ass story.
Oh, I can't give a prize out here. These are all terrific.
There's a lot out there. Tom's in Seaford. G'day, Tom. You got two for us. You got a slogan and a tight ass story.
Tigers membership. 24 games, that's all you need. 23 yeah, home and around and then the one final.
Yep.
24 game package. and the next, skin flints. A mate of mine, and his father, got sick of the price of petrol. So to cut a long story short, they said they did some backyard chemistry. And they tried to make their own by distilling oil that they got off the internet and mixing coal with it. And then they put it in the old bomb of the car, and it blew. It blew it up.
That's called right whack, I think you'll find,
yeah,
Tommy.
Thank you,
Why
Tom.
Would you try and make your own petrol?
I know. I know what we'll do. Yeah. We'll jump on the road runner. Get a recipe.
Get the Acme kit.
Paul's at Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Paul.
How, mate? How, boy?
How are you, mate? Tight ass?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. My brother. We play golf. We're golf members of Sunshine. We go down the driving range. And we're hitting golf balls, and I go, oh, I've had enough hitting golf balls. He goes, yeah, so have I. So he picks up all the leftover golf balls in his bag. He goes, I'll use them for next time. I go, you for real or what? You don't pick up the range balls.
The range balls.
The range balls for next time. Yeah, well, that's pretty miserable.
Thank you, Paul. And one more tight ass, Patrick in Williamstown. G'day, Patrick.
How are you, Tents? Look, mine's from today. If you shop at one of the major supermarkets, deli, you get $8 off a six-pack of beer. So I bought four slices of salami for $1.38, got $8 off a six-pack of Kirin, came home this afternoon, told my wife, and my wife said, why didn't you just buy two slices of Strasbourg? 50 cents.
So you're outing yourself, and your wife's ended up being tighter than you are.
Yeah, she's tighter than I am.
Nice work, Patrick. People are strange when you're a stranger.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Jeez, have a look at this.
Lindsay Gaze, top, it was inducted. Oh, Jesus.
We've just had a whole lot of security guards get off the tram out the front of the joint. Gazy's gone to have a look at it and smashed his head into the glass.
Did you see that, boys? A video actually went viral of Gazy. He went up to have a look out the window there at SEN, the studio window, had the glasses on, and face planted into the window. Hurt himself a bit too, Gazy. That was a strange thing. 9429 1116. We're coming to you live from the Crown Sports Bar, home of non-stop action for the footy finals. Strange things. Anything strange, Turfy?
I was in the local chemist yesterday.
Yep.
Just waiting to get served. And I was just sort of looking at the shelves. And on the shelf next to the counter were ear candles for sale.
Candles.
Ear candles. Now, if that's not strange enough, next to it was a sign saying, ear candles can be dangerous to your health and have no pharmaceutical benefit. Selling them isn't tough at the best of times, I would have thought, but to actually put two disclaimers like that there, I thought, well, what are you selling them for if they don't work and they can hurt you?
Great marketing campaign.
Great there. Marketing. To say that they were not the good ear candle.
I use the old ear candling. It's obviously wasting me time and money, so I'll never do that again.
Anything strange, Nate, that you've seen?
I haven't, but I was talking to a mate today who lives next door to a little old Asian man, and he was mowing his lawns the other day without the catcher on, and then after he, because of the clippings are out, then he went out, plugged in his vacuum, and vacuumed up the clippings.
So you have seen something strange.
No, and that's what he rang me to tell me, you're not going to believe what I'm looking at right now. So, but this bloke lies a bit, so I don't even know about
it. He's still in this story, but he's a liar.
That story came with its own disclaimer.
Strange things. Sam in Heidelberg. G'day, Sam.
Hi, boys. How are you going?
Hello, Sammy.
I was at my niece's 5th birthday last week. You know, those little play centres where you can hire a room and they have parties.
Of course,
yep.
Like,
yeah, so I noticed a little boy in the room by himself eating the food, and I said to my sister, is that part of our group? And she goes, no. So I go, okay, so then I saw this guy come over, and it was his dad. And he goes, wait there. I don't know the boy's name. He said, wait there. And he's gone to his party room, got his phone, came back, started taking photos of the boy eating the food. And
really?
Then he goes, sorry about that. And then he walked away. The kids stood up on our feet.
Knocking it off. It's the old all you can eat.
Is there etiquette at a play centre, Matty, that I don't know about?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you go into other people's parties and start knocking off their food. Thank you for that, Sam.
I did that at a wedding.
Jason's in Glen Iris. G'day, Jace.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate.
Hey, Jace.
What strange thing did you see?
Mate, it's about 12 months ago. I was visiting some family in Cunch, New South Wales. We were sitting at the front having a bit of a chin wag, and a guy came past pushing a shopping trolley with a goat in it, and he was singing to it.
What is the purpose of a goat? What is the role of a goat?
What do you mean, what's the role of a goat?
Like, what's their purpose? Like,
what are they good for?
No, like, why running around. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes good sense then. Okay, I'll just shut up for the next hour.
And eating tin cans.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Jace. The old goat.
I can understand pushing the goat. No, I can't understand pushing the goat, but singing to it?
Sweet somethings.
Sweet. What would you be singing to a goat?
Thank you, Jay. Scott's in Ocean Grove. Hi, Scotty.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Last week I was in Bali and I was having a beer in one of the laneways there and noticed a 50-year-old Japanese bloke wandering down to towards Tudor Beach.
Yep.
Just carrying his surfboard while wearing a wetsuit and cowboy boots.
Aside from the fact, I'm not exactly sure you need a wetsuit in Bali.
No.
He'd have been sweating it up under that.
Cowboy boots. Okay.
Nice. Always happens in Bali, that sort of stuff. Thank you, Scott. Mick's in St Andrews Beach. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, how we going, boys?
Good, mate. What did you hear or see strange?
Yeah, something I've heard. It was Doc trying to explain who the hell won the prizes before.
Yeah, well, that's a fair call, Mick. I was halfway through it. Go on.
Maybe you should try those earplugs, Doc.
Thanks, Mick. No, I was halfway through it and then read on the screen there that the prize had already been allotted.
Thank you, Mick. It was a little bit strange. Pete.
Well, I was going to give it to a bloke in Geelong, and the prize was in... it's a long way.
Don't back over it. Pete's in Epping. G'day, Pete.
Good afternoon, guys. Driving to work. I think it might have been Wednesday morning. So we're at a set of lights, and I looked next to me, and there's a girl sitting there. She had her head next to the dashboard, and her hair was wet. So I finally figured out that she was trying to dry her hair with the heater in the car.
Wow. Yeah, good luck doing that.
There's another one.
It had to be a long trip.
There's another one for things being done in cars.
I have a bit of a bad habit of, I get a little bit sweaty under the arms, and I want to dry them off with the hand dryers in the urinals after. But if someone comes, you hear the door open, you get a bit sheepish because you walk in and you've got your armpit over the top of the dryer. But, that was one of the worst stories I've ever told.
Hang on. I was trying to get the image right here. You go use the bathroom, whether you use it or not, you dry your armpits on the head, on the
But if someone hand dryer. And then if someone walks in, obviously you get a little bit rattled. But, yeah, very similar story to that one that was just told. So I'm going to...
Wow.
You hated that story. Hey, that much, Turfy.
I might give you a prize.
Hey, Dave, you want to tell it again next hour? Just to keep it, we'll tell it again because I reckon it was a cracking story.
Oh, yeah.
Dean, all right. Dean's on the road. G'day, Dean.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Dino.
Good, mate.
That's good. I went to a car wreckers today out in Dandenong, and the name of the car wreckers is Jolly's You Pull It. And anyway, before I walked through the doors, they've got a big board up with all the things that you sort of can do and can't do in the wrecking yard.
Yep.
And it's got no fighting, no arguing, no drinking, no smoking.
Yeah.
I thought it was very weird that they had written on there, no sex.
In the wrecking yard. Yeah, fair enough.
Well, anything goes in wrecking yards, Turfy, as they say.
Especially in Dandenong.
Thank you, Dean. Pedro at Knoxville. G'day, Pedro.
G'day, guys. How you going? First time, long time.
Good on you, Pedro. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Hey, I just heard Nathan Grimer's story, nearly drove off the road laughing because my old man cut the grass exactly like that.
with a vacuum cleaner?
No, he cut the grass without the catcher first, then dusts himself off, then puts the catcher on and goes around again and reckons it gets a better finish.
Better finish. Okay. Yeah, well.
Just go the artificial grass, Nate. Isn't that the best way to go? I mean, you've got an artificial grass company?
Yeah, best in the business, Endless Turf.
What's it called?
Endless Turf, so, okay. Yeah.
And I've used it.
Yep, Turfy knows.
Is it good?
It was good. Terrific. Terrific. Much easier getting the barker's eggs off.
Good for a lazy man like Turfy who doesn't want to do any manual labour. Walter's...
Tell you about the time my wife gave me an electric mower.
Yeah, no, what happened?
The first time I used it, I sort of mowed over the cord and cut it in two. Never had to use it again.
Walter's in Donvale. G'day, Walter.
G'day, boys. A couple of years ago now, it was Sunday morning and I was waking up. I was looking out the window and I heard a big explosion, and then I saw a flash of light an explosion. Geez, I thought my neighbour's house had exploded across the road, but as I put on the dummies and ran out the front door, what actually happened was a hot air balloon had landed in the front yard.
Wow.
And fully loaded with about 12 people on board.
What, your front yard? Or
front yard, yeah.
Yeah, 12 people drop in for breakfast.
Well, they actually invited us to breakfast. we declined.
Missed everything, Walter?
Yeah, missed everything. You did a perfect landing. You did well. And... But the guy ran up, he said, oh, please don't call the cops, don't call the media. Just, he said, you want a couple of free tickets and six bottles of champagne? Yeah, okay, well.
So you got paid off, Walt?
We give the tickets to the mother-in-law, that'll be handy. So that was good. So, yeah, that was strange.
They asked you not to ring the police or tell anybody,
They did.
So you've rung in a radio station.
And he's collected the champagne and the tickets.
And you've already copped the champagne and the tickets, and I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you an Elmore oil pack. And 2 months' supply of Life Space Broad Spectrum Probiotics.
All right, Walt, there you go. Jeez, he's done well out of that hot air balloon landing in his front yard. He's got some champagne. He's got a couple of free tickets, and he's got some prizes from SEN, the Elmore Oil Pack, and 2 months' supply of LifeSpace Broad Spectrum Probiotics.
On Footy Fix, Dead Set.
Dead Set Cyclists. They are driving me insane.
Dead Set. The price of the movie.
Dead Set. Daniel Kerr on the Footy Show.
Dead Set. These freeways in action every day, morning, afternoon.
Dead Set. Give me a spell.
Call now on 9429-1116.
All right, time for Dead Set. If something is just really upset you during the week, jump on 9429-1116. Nath, you're a guest. Do you want to open the batting?
Yeah, I've got something to do.
Of course you do.
Terrific. Now, I don't know if this one's been done or not, but just parking meters that won't accept notes or credit cards, yet they rape you for about $5 an hour. So unless you carry 400 coins in your glove box and
the kids don't knock them off.
Exactly. And then you're sitting there, you're punching them in, that many coins in, and you don't even reach the bloody hourly quota. And then what if you want to park your car again within the next week somewhere? You've got no coins. Like, surely they could all just hold a note now. Like, how can you charge $5 an hour and not have be able to put a note in?
And you're going to say, yeah,
Dead Set, dead whoever set. The hell that is, bloody sort that crap out. That's annoying me.
I've got two.
Yep.
You know, it's... Some people can shave their heads on some cars, I reckon. Right. Some people can wear earrings on some cars.
Like Jason Richardson, he can shave his head.
He can shave
good.
His head, absolutely. Yep. Wouldn't want to see him with hair, because I've seen him with hair, and it's not good.
Okay.
Barry Hall has got a diamond stud earring. Dead set, Baz. You know. And here's another one. Driving down Dandenong Road today.
Yep.
Up towards Chapel Street.
Yep.
And there's a 40-kilometre... per hour section there.
Yes.
Because, and it's about 18 lanes, but, you know, there is a school. There's a copper there, booking motorists, doing over 40. It's school holidays, right? There's a school shut. Dead Set. Give us a spell.
Can we just go back to you, Dead Set and Barry Hall, for a second?
Now,
he was strangling Scotty Thompson one day, and I was the biggest coward in that encounter. So
were you the newest player?
Pretty much. So if he comes in and strangles you, I'll do about the same. Nothing.
No, seriously, did you not...
I tried. I was trying to pull him off, actually, by the jumper, and, did a pretty poor job.
Can I dead set passwords? Putting in a password, asking for a password, not enough numbers, not enough letters, not strong enough.
Has to be a capital.
Dead set.
Yeah, you're right. Agreed. Good call.
It is just too hard. Damien...
You know there's apps now where you can store your passwords. That's how ridiculous it's got.
Really? Dead set. Damien and East Brighton's got a dead set for us. Go, Damo.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Dead Set, when the planes line up before the game to sing the national anthem, would it kill them to sing the national anthem?
Oh, you always look to see if anyone's singing, don't you? They always do in America.
They do in the States, don't they?
They are completely sort of besotted by their national anthem. Right. Does it bother you?
Not really, no.
No, I've got to say, you're on your own there, mate.
Thank you, Damo. News just through, some footy news. Nathan Bassett is joining Port Adelaide as an assistant coach for 2016, leaving Essendon.
He played for Melbourne and Adelaide?
He played for Adelaide, yeah.
I think he went from Melbourne.
So played for Adelaide. I think he coached in the SANFL over there and then went on to coach the Bombers as an assistant. So he's joining Port Adelaide as an assistant coach. News just coming through. Stephen Cranbourne's got a dead set for us. Hi, Steve.
How's it going, fellas? Good.
Steve.
Yeah, dead set. I love saying this, mate, but Richmond are chokers, man. They've got no AFL premierships to show for it. And they're just chokers, man. Dead set, man. That's dead set for you, mate.
Who do you barrack for, Steve?
Oh, I can't say that one, mate.
Very courageous of it. It wasn't really a brutal question. Thanks, Steve. Let's go to Jason in South Melbourne. Jace?
Hey, dead set. The Muppets have decided it's a good idea to close a couple of lanes of City Road tonight. Good on you. And standing there, all three of you with your little lollipop saying stop and slow. I've been here for 15 minutes and gone 10 metres.
Okay, on your way to the footy, Jace.
I was going to take City Road too on the way to the MCG.
We were.
I might get that a white bird,
buddy.
Thank you, Jace. Aaron in Preston with a dead set. G'day, Aaron.
Dead set, guys. How are you going? They love the show. Well, I've got to say, dead set. I'm looking for a job and I'm sick of going to interviews, but it's just recruiters that talk crap.
What's your field of expertise, Aaron?
Warehousing and logistics. Murphy?
Warehousing and logistics.
What sort of questions are they asking you, Aaron?
Oh, what experience have you got? It's on my resume. You get my resume.
Fair call.
Good call.
Okay, Aaron. If you don't get a job, hope you get a prize.
Not a happy man, Aaron, there. No. Just look at the resume. Greg's on the road. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Greg.
You got a dead set for us, Greg?
Yeah, dead set. Britney Spears and her band have just announced they're going to play Melbourne next year.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably bloody win.
That's a he done a joke. He done a joke. Going to play.
There you go.
Are they going to play Brisbane as well, Greg, and have two in a row?
All right, Greg.
You've been working on
just
that for a little
on
while.
Just stepping on Turfy's toes there. A little gag.
Went down about as well as my armpit drying
story. I've got a question for you.
Can you tell an armpit story a bit later on if you can?
Not a bad one here, though, off the SMS. Dead set, those people that take a full trolley through the self-serve at Woolworths.
Yes.
Go to the normal checkout for that.
I've got a question for you, Matty.
Yep.
What odds is Greg of winning a prize? Doing an anti-Melbourne joke.
Absolutely zero. Thank you for that, Greg. Johnny's in Mill Park. G'day, Johnny.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Johnny.
Boys, dead set. CityLink. Have they become the biggest joke or what?
What's happened now?
Fair dinkum, mate. I've had a toll invoice and I wanted to top up the,
E-tag or whatever?
Yeah, my E-tag. I want it, but it's been 2 months. Mate, there's no office left in Melbourne where you can actually go out and pay it. I don't have a credit card. I've rung them about 25 times. Now, United Petroleum, 7-Eleven, or any news agent. I've been to 30. None of them reckon you can process it in their shops.
Now, so what you do, Johnny, is
tag to get to them.
Just leave an envelope in Firebox 53.
Thank you, Johnny. Peter's in Beaconsfield. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, how are you, boys?
Good, Pete.
That's good, yeah. There's something that really fairly upsets you when you're having a good old sleep at 3 a.m. in the morning and suddenly the door starts opening a little bit further and a little bit further and you see this kind of a figure in the, an image in the doorway, an intruder in your house that you've never seen before in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. And the other one was...
Hang on, Pete.
Who was it?
And then?
Who was it?
Yeah.
It was a genuine intruder.
What'd you do, Pete?
I let out the biggest Brisbane lion roar that I could give and I chased him down the hallway, boys.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's frightening, that story, actually.
Yeah. Did you get anything nice?
That's fairly dead set up picture. And the other one was, the sad news that one of our good friends from Scammer Jim got 5 bullets put in his leg. You probably saw that on the news yourself, boys.
Jeez. Couple of upbeat dead sets there from Pete.
That's a really,
oh, my God.
Great to your fitness, that particular gym.
Thank you, Pete. The whole room's just gone flat after Pete's dead, 2 dead sets. Andrew Nanagoon. G'day, Andrew.
How you going?
Good, mate. What do you got for us?
The ATO and their organisation's asking me for passwords every left, right and centre. I just had it.
Okay.
On the phone, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, Matty's already raised the spectre of the horrible password requirements these days.
Thank you, Andrew. Another Andrew from Altona. G'day, Andrew.
Hi, how are you? Ox, how are you going, Turf?
Yeah, on behalf of Ox. Good.
All right. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, that's okay. Keep going, Andy. They're not here.
Did you say, Turfy, that there's an app called to save your password?
Yes.
Right. What happens if you forget the password for that app?
Dead set. Yes. Yes, I like the way you're thinking there, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. I'll pass on your thoughts to the Oxen marker. 9429 1116. It is dead set. Nathan Grimer is the man with us. That's the voice you can hear. Our fill-in for the Ox. We're here, of course, at Crown Sports Bar. And we got Nick in East Melbourne East. G'day, Nick. Oh, Melbourne East.
East Melbourne East.
G'day, Nick.
Oh, that might get a vote.
Dead set, boys. I'm just, it's one for the Ox, but he's not here. But rather than pop the drivers, I'm going to pop the pedestrian.
Yeah.
If you turn me into a street, I'm more than happy to give right and way to elderly women and all that sort of thing, and children and that. But if you're a punce with your iPod in the ear and that sort of thing and crossing the road, can we get a bit of hustle or even look like you're putting in half the yard to get across the road?
I couldn't agree more with that.
Don't think I heard a dead set there, Nick.
Well, you're not going to get one.
nor does he care. Okay, so Nick's got it in for pedestrians.
What do you think about that? The old earphones in, just not bothering about anyone else, not caring about anyone else in the world.
He made it. It was bad enough when there's a grey man and they're just walking slowly, but people just think they can cross anywhere, don't they?
Yeah. Is it punce or ponce?
Punce. What do you think it is?
Punce.
Evens each of two.
Nick's
that's
in
ponce, I think.
There you go.
Nick's in Endeavour Hills. G'day, Nick.
Yeah, g'day, boy. Dead set, how's the new karma? Went to get a haircut today, walked in first, the other bloke walked in after me. They get served first, and they're going to pay, and they shortchange themselves 30 bucks for dead set, good karma.
Now, I'm sorry.
Just didn't get that, Nick.
You sound like you're down at well there to me. Nick, just give us a précis of what that was.
Yeah, so I went to get a haircut today. I walked in first. Three blokes walked in after me. They got served first, so that's fine. I go to pay, and the chick behind the counter shortchanges herself $30.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Righto. Dead set. Okay.
Winning there, Nick.
I'm forgetting the dead sets today. They disqualify themselves.
Actually, throw the dead sets in. Brian in Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Brian.
Yeah, g'day, guys. With the risk of mobbing him dead set, how good is Jason Dagon?
Yeah, magnificent. I think he only got through 17 holes, but he just shot a lazy 9-under. First round of the particular FedEx Cup tournament.
Well, he'll end up number one.
He will be number one and a deserved number one.
Good on you, Brian. That's a good one. Nathan in Manor Lakes. G'day, Nathan.
Dead set, fellas. I brought a Herald Sun today. Open the first page. How to learn how to take a selfie.
I saw that.
Yep.
Just, great call, Nate.
I don't tell you how to do your job, but you know what I mean? Tell the truth.
learn how to take a selfie.
It must have been, I think they call it the old slow news day, mind you. That was ridiculous. And a photograph. Like we didn't know what people look like when they're taking selfies.
This is a selfie. Yeah. Are you a selfie man, Nathan?
No. My missus bought a selfie stick on a holiday once. So I nearly wrapped it around her head. Seriously.
Thank you, Nathan.
Josh.
Nathan.
Josh is in Bruin. G'day, Josh.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Josh.
Blokes that love The Bachelor. Dead set.
Well,
I have a team app from my career club, and there's a chat section on it. And the amount of blokes in my career club that love The Bachelor go get stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a pity Ox isn't here because there's no bigger fan of The Bachelor.
Well, there is. Tim Watson.
Tim Watson again. Dear, oh dear.
Tim Watson and the Ox.
Liam Pickering.
Liam Pickering.
The Ox blames the missus.
Well, everyone blames the missus. And the kids. Oh, yeah. The kids and the missus. They drag me into it. Yeah. That's not the case.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
Good call, Josh. Let's go to Nary Warren. And Steve's got a dead set for us.
G'day, boys. Dead set. If anyone's ever tried to book anything online or ring them up, for God's sake, the airport, the airlines, I should say, and hotels, dead set. Yeah, they say, all right, it's going to cost you $280. And if you're going to pay with a credit card, we're going to charge you 3% extra. Hang on a minute. What about if I pay cash? Well, we don't accept cash. What about a money order?
Yeah, fair call.
You have to pay by credit card.
It's hideous.
And, sorry, they stitch you up. They say, oh, 3% on Amex because we get charged 3%. That's total bulldust. I'm calling a big bulldust on that because I'm a merchant and I get charged 1%. They're stitching us up.
Yep. Yes, Steve, you're right.
It's
there.
A very good point.
Airlines are worse. Oh. They are the worst.
Shockers.
Book on the internet. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. One more. Phil in Frankston. Hi, Phil.
Oh, g'day, boys. Talking about The Bachelor, I got in big hot water when the missus woke up that I was looking at that gorgeous girl, Snezra, and being insanely jealous of him. Dead set. If I hear one more rumour about Tony Abbott coaching the Bombers to solve the problem... I don't think it's feasible, fellas.
No, I haven't heard that one either. I'd like to see it.
Thanks, Phil.
I reckon there's a chance. I reckon Andrew Bolt would be his caddy, too.
He liked his own work there, Phil, too.
He did.
On Tony Abbott. What'd you like from a price point of view, Turfy?
I would say the round of golf for two at the Rosebud Country Club. Go to rosebudcountryclub.com.au. Might go to... Well, it's a long way from Altona, but I like Andrew... who was talking about the password app. What happens if you forget the password to your password app to get at your passwords that you've got in your password app that you need to get into all your other apps?
Just use Dead Set. That might get you in. Thank you, Andrew. Coming up next, we've got confessionals and Dob in a mate. So you can confess something yourself or you can Dob a mate in. Nath, you got... do you want to... Is there anything you've done? You like Dobbin Mace.
You're recovering from dobbing in Drew Petrie.
Yeah, you like Dobbin Mace in, but maybe can you give us something maybe that you've done?
No, I did have a bad moment actually when I walked into the casino tonight. I need to go to the toilet. I get a little bit nervy before I go on air, so I like to go into a disabled toilet because I get a bit sheepish if anyone sees me doing a number two in a toilet. So when I walked
Who's
out,
see you.
Well, anyway, I'm a pretty big game player. No.
Sorry,
and as I've walked out, there's actually someone in a wheelchair waiting to go into the into the disabled. So obviously that's not funny. And
that's disgraceful.
Yeah, I feel actually pretty shocking about it. But now I've said it, I feel a bit better.
And then you went over a course and dried your underarms on the hand dryer.
Every caller will win two batokis and two bottles of Coco Hydrate for confessionals and dob in a mate. That is disgraceful behaviour there from Nathan Grimat.
This will be my last confession. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I regret the circumstances of my actions.
I was not using cocaine with this girl.
I am sorry that I've disappointed many people who have supported me in the past.
Do you have something to confess? Call now on 9429 1116 for the Footy Fix Friday Confessional.
Didac will be accused of the Kennedy shooting next.
Okay, confessionals or Dominamate, 9429 1116, live from the Crown Sports Bar, home of non-stop action for the footy finals. Every caller will win two batokis and two bottles of Coco Hydrate. If you want to confess something yourself, or you can Dominamate. Turfy, what have you got for us?
Look, it's a common theme here, but going into the G last Sunday for the Richmond North game, I didn't approach him because he looked very, very flustered, but outside the ground,
right,
about, I reckon, 10 minutes before he was due on air, was a very flustered and concerned-looking Anthony Hudson.
Oh, no.
And I did ask the one of the SEN techs that was there what Hutto was doing outside the ground. Knowing, I think he was on air at 1. This was about 10 to 1. Would that
yep.
be right?
Yes, that would be right.
What he was, he'd forgotten his media pass.
Oh, no.
Now, what he'd been going through all year, you would have thought, first week of the finals, better prepare myself, better have a little bit of a checklist and tick everything off. Surely the most important thing for a caller to take to the footy, aside from the binoculars, would be the media pass to get into the ground.
Yep. And did he actually make it to air on time, Turfy?
Didn't sound like it to me. I didn't turn the tranny on straight on at 1 o'clock, but... didn't look like it to me, Matty.
Well, that is a theme that Ox has started here on Confessionals and Dobbing a Mate, and it continues with Hutto. Anything from you, Nath? Any confessions, or are you going to Dobbing a Mate, or are you going to just keep your powder dry?
Well, I already said about the disabled. Yeah, what else do you want me to do? I've told you too much
you're
today.
You're not feeling very good about yourself.
I'm an ordinary human being.
You are. Absolutely you are. Simon in St Albans is going to confess something. Hi, Simon.
G'day, boys. I was up at KFC going through the drive-thru. It was $20 worth of KFC.
Yep.
I gave the lady what I thought was $20. When I looked into my wallet later on, it was actually a $5 note that I'd given her. She never pulled me up. So I'm sorry, KFC, but $20 worth for $5 paid.
Well, you'll be going back tonight to settle your account, won't you, Simo?
The KFC is well and truly coming out, so I'm not.
Right.
What would you do on that instance here, Nath, if you've driven off? Do you turn around and go back and do the right thing, or do you just keep on driving?
If it's KFC, no. if it's a small business, I'd go back. Yeah,
go back
sure.
with another five.
But KFC can cover the fiver, I
reckon. Yeah,
no. Give it another whirl.
Thank you, Simon. Steve's on the road. He's got a dobber matey in. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'm going to dob someone in. This bloke hates Red Rooster. He's always bagging it all the time. I saw Nathan Grimey coming out of Red Rooster the other week. And I enjoy your work on Triple E Saturday morning, mate.
Oh, hello. It's a double banger.
I did go to Red Rooster.
How's the skin folds, mate?
Yeah. Did you pay?
Yeah.
You did the old $5 trick, did you?
It's a shocking menu, though, isn't it, Red Rooster? You get those.
I've never been.
What do you like there? What don't you like?
Well, it's the only time I've ever been. So I think I got like a chicken and gravy roll. The bread was that stale. It was disgusting. So straight to KFC for a works burger.
And we'll let the other one slide too about appearing on another radio station.
Yeah. What are you doing there, Nath?
Weather?
Black trying
Thunders?
To find my way.
Black Thunders, I reckon. Giving away ice cold cans of Coke. That's what
they like my stories there, unlike you two just making me feel shocking about myself.
Still your armpit story a bit later on.
Yeah, they're on the cutting edge of entertainment, the FM stations, so you'll fit right in there.
We all love Subway around here at 1116 SEN. On the fast food, well, it's not even fast food, it's just nice fresh food made there at Subway. Bill's in Wallen. G'day, Bill.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Now, you're dobbing a mate in as well, Billy.
Dobbing a mate in, but it was 20 years ago, it was, and he's an identical twin, so it's either my brother-in-law or his brother, all right?
Right, evens here.
One of these blokes used to walk into a shindig with a six-pack of light beer, put it in the fridge, drink heavy all day, and at the end of the night walk out with a six-pack of light beer.
Yeah, that's an all-too common theme we keep hearing with these sorts of talk-back topics. That's
been sitting on that one for 20 years.
The old Tui's Blue.
Go into the party with rubbish and walk out and drink the good stuff all night. It's something Oxford do. I don't like that sort of thing.
You got another one for us, Bill, or is that it? No, he's gone.
See you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. And one more. Damo is on the road, and he's going to dob two mates in. Damo, double banger again.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Damo.
Had a night out at Crown, and two of the boys went missing and didn't see until the next day, and they'd sort of forgotten what antics they got onto. Anyway, a month later, they got a call from a constable down at South Bank. Apparently, the constable looked through the footage because they got reported by Crown, and he had a laugh, actually. The boys stole a microphone from a music venue and were going around Crown and pretending to interview patrons with this microphone. So they've both received bans from Crown indefinitely, but the constable thought it was a big laugh.
Okay.
All right, Damo. We are broadcasting from Crown, so
these aren't fake microphones, are they? We're on.
Wasn't Brendan Favola, was it, Dame, that went around interviewing people? Thank you, Damo. Dobbing in two mates there. And you all get two Batokis and two Cocoa Hydrates.